As we go to the table of the Lord today, I want to read from you from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. He is going to expound on 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. This do in remembrance of me. And Spurgeon says, it seems then that Christians may forget Christ. There could be no need for this loving exhortation if there were not a fearful supposition that our memories might prove treacherous. Nor is this a bare supposition. It is, alas, too well confirmed in our experience, not as a possibility, but as a lamentable fact. It appears almost impossible that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the dying Lamb and loved with an everlasting love by the eternal Son of God should forget that gracious Savior. But if startling to the ear, it is, alas, too apparent to the eye to allow us to deny the crime. Forget him who never forgot us? Forget him who poured his blood forth for our sins? Forget him who loved us even to death? Can it be possible? Yes, it is not only possible, but conscience confesses that it is too sadly a fault with all of us, that we suffer him to be a wayfaring man, tarrying but for a night. He whom we should make the abiding tenant of our memories is but a visitor therein. The cross. Where one would think that that memory would linger, and the unmindfulness and unmindfulness would be an unknown intruder, is desecrated by the feet of forgetfulness. Does not your conscience say this is true? Do you not find yourselves forgetful of Jesus? Some creature steals your heart. You're unmindful of him upon whom your affections ought to be set. Some earthly business engrosses your intention when you should fix your eye steadily upon the cross. It is the incessant turmoil of the world, the constant attraction of earthly things which takes away the soul from Christ. While memory too well preserves a poisonous weed, it suffers the rose of Sharon to wither. Spurgeon goes on to say, let us charge ourselves to bind a heavenly forget-me-not about our heart for Jesus our beloved, and whatever else we let slip, let us hold him fast. The context of these words of Jesus to do this in memory of me is the table of the Lord. Paul goes on to say, as often as we do this, we are to do it in memory of him. Whenever we come to the table, as oft as we come to the table, it brings to our minds, to our consciousness, to our perception as we look through these elements, remembering him, the cup representing his life, which he gave for us, which we should be in constant memory. But God knows us. And knowing us, he provided this table that we may come again and again and again, remembering him. Who took upon himself all our iniquities. Not only those we're aware of, but those we're not even aware of. Our condition. And to his glory, paid the full price of our redemption, made it possible for us to return to our God. I'm convicted this morning, as I hope all of you will be convicted this morning. We should come to this table, I want to say more often, but I'm going to say daily. Oh, how wonderful to keep Jesus and what he has done, which these elements are to remind us of. He gave his body for our shalom, for our wholeness, for our wellness, even for our prosperity. That's represented by the broken bread. He gave his life worth more than the whole world put together for you and for me. Take these out with thanksgiving to God for what he has done for us in Christ Jesus. Amen.